radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, leading tonight with the North Carolina earthquake, hitting after 8 a.m. near Sparta this morning, right along the North Carolina-Virginia state line in the northwest mountains of the Tar Heel State. It did cause damage in both states and was felt in Tennessee, Ohio, even the northern suburbs of Atlanta. It's been over 100 years, by the way, since the last big earthquake in this area, part of the Brevard Fault Zone. There were 7 minor pre-quakes early and 2 aftershocks later this afternoon. Strong to severe thunderstorms along a front tracking along the northern tier of states tonight. Isolated warnings Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Iowa so far. Damaging winds and incredible lightning displays the biggest threat. And more scattered showers and thunderstorms across the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast tonight. Cells just raining themselves out, causing lots of highway ponding and urban and small stream flooding. But a big part of tonight's weather story is the heat. Advisories in the mid-Mississippi Valley tonight and tomorrow. Memphis forecast heat index tomorrow above the danger level up to 107. What's your weather tomorrow? That's coming up next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
It's an all-volunteer workforce. I am always stunned that meteorologist John Weatherby actually does those forecasts for Sterling on Sunday for free. Can you believe that? He does them for free. I don't know why he does them. He volunteered to do them, and I am grateful to him. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's a summer night. It's a July night. And colleges are going back into session. Now, usually when somebody goes to camp or to college, they go to camp or college. And then they go there. They're there for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and they're homesick as hell the first week. And then they acclimate and adjust. Remember when you went away to camp for the first time, or the Army or the Navy, or you went to college, the first time you were away from home for at least a week, it was traumatic and horrible. All right, now, imagine you go to a dormitory at a college, and you go there after you've been tested to make sure that you don't have a deadly disease. Your parents, one parent can leave you off, not both parents, one parent can leave you off at your dormitory. And they say, bye-bye, and they can go in for 2 hours. That's it. That's the situation in the state of New York. A person can go to their dormitory after they've been tested at least twice to show that they're clean and not impure. They go into the dormitory, and then they have to stay there. This is true of the state schools, and it's true of the private schools in the state of New York. Dorothy Sterling just started her first year at Syracuse University. My daughter, my precious, perfect, gorgeous daughter. And her greeting was, she was given yet a second test, told to get into this building, and you can't come out except for an hour a day, much like the federal prison system. Hello, Dorothy.
Hi, Dad.
That's about right, isn't it? Did we get it right?
Yes.
All right, now once
conditions.
Right. Once you're in the dorm, what can you do? What are you allowed to do?
Well, So we are allowed to stay in our dorm rooms. We are allowed to go out and shower. One nice thing, we do have our individual own bathrooms assigned to each dorm room because they test the wastewater. They test our wastewater for the virus.
How do they do that? How do they test your wastewater for the virus? How is that done?
It's a very good question, and I do not know the answer. I assume maybe something in the plumbing? I don't know. They cut off the pipes, and then that's how they find out.
And how do you eat? How do you get food? Do they deliver pizza? Do they deliver pizza?
No. So you can't order anything yourself. You can't order, online or get Pizza Hut. You get the dining hall service, like the food that they provide, whatever they make. You can order online. You order for the next day. They have a couple options each day. The breakfast is nothing special. It's usually a 400-calorie Danish, just full of sugar, and an orange juice. And then for lunch, you have a couple options, but those ones don't change. They're always going to be either some weird club sandwich or some Mediterranean salad you've never heard of. And then for dinner, that's when things get interesting. You can, that's when they change it up every day. Today I had, what did I have? Oh, I had shrimp. I had shrimp from a college dining hall. I didn't eat too much because I was worried about the aftermath of that.
Right. Shrimp in the summer from a college dining hall.
Yes.
Terrifying.
A non-air-conditioned dining hall. Yeah. Very scary.
Are you allowed to talk to other students? Do you get to see other students?
Yes. So we have these things called pods.
Pods.
So three of the floors, so floors 11 through 13 of my hall is my pod. And that contains about 15 people. And those are the only people you're allowed to interact with for 2 weeks. And then these people you've never met before in your entire life. And you're told to just interact and become best friends. We can hang out in the lounge together. We were currently just watching Parks and Recreation. Great show. And that's about it. And that's who you can go out with during your outdoor time. And, but you must be wearing a mask the entire time. And I've heard in other halls, I got lucky in my hall, I heard in other halls, you're not even allowed to see each other. You're not even allowed to interact with the people in your pod. So it's very scary.
It is scary, especially since they're guessing. They don't know. They don't know how it spread. They don't know how it dissipates. They have no idea how to manage this. They're dealing with the worst case scenario. Don't see anybody. Stay in your pod. It does sound like prison, not that I would know, but it sounds like prison.
It does. It does sound like prison. And it feels like prison because, again, we have no AC.
It is so weird to me that every bar in Syracuse has air conditioning. The worse the bar, the better the air conditioning. But your dormitories at Syracuse University and SUNY Upstate has no air conditioning. I don't know what genius decided that these buildings didn't need air conditioning.
Well, maybe they made the decision in the winter.
It had to be. Now, Samantha, age 8, your younger sister, I know she's listening.
Yeah.
Because the condition of her listening was that I would talk about her. Therefore, for 30 seconds, I need to talk about her. Are you ready?
Yes.
Samantha has new neighbors. New neighbors moved in next door.
Oh.
Yes. And it includes a 6-year-old boy named Charles and an 8-year-old boy whose name I'm not sure of. Leo. Leo
okay.
And Charles.
Leo.
And she saw these two boys, this 8-year-old daughter of ours, and said to them, come with me. Come with me. Let's play. They didn't have a prayer. They didn't have a prayer. They were stuck with her the rest of the day, and they had a great time. Samantha, they had a great time. And that is the power of Samantha. Well, as you know, we're sending you a care package. How often can we send you a care package, Dorothy?
Oh, yeah. So up until the August 10th, you can only send 2 packages. Did you mention that we were only allowed to bring 2 suitcases?
No. And 1 parent.
Yes, 2 suitcases.
1 parent and 2 suitcases.
And 1 parent.
Right.
And then you can only ship 2 packages. We're only allowed to ship 2 packages, bring 2 suitcases, and 1 parent.
It's quite a package. I appreciate your time, Dorothy Rose. I hope you get to bed at a reasonable hour tonight. We love you very much.
Okay.
Congratulations on getting into Syracuse University. Will you call in next week with another report?
Sure, I sure will.
All right, thanks very much. Dorothy Rose.
At the end of my quarantine.
At the end of your quarantine. Dorothy Rose Sterling, thank you very much for being on your father's show. It's 16 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. When you have a very impressive male guppy, how do you make sure his seed is around a long time? You freeze it. Later tonight, Sterling on Sunday.
What do you do when you come downstairs and you see Dad's in a fight for his life? with a drugged up naked burglar bleeding profusely from the neck. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling. I'm going to share with you a fact about me. I'm going bald. Nobody would tell me, but I'm going bald. And probably you are too. The reason I didn't deal with it is because I didn't know there was a solution. It turns out there is a solution, and it's at Keeps.com. K-E-E-P-S.com. Keeps.com. Keeps.com offers prescriptives, medicine to prevent and stop balding. That's right, prevent and stop balding. These are prescription medicines prescribed by a doctor. In my case, the doctor prescribed pills, serum, and shampoo. They work in tandem just for me. The doctor looks quickly at my medical history. It just takes a few seconds and then says, this is the right dose and the right products for you. This is a very careful, thoughtful plan. Now, nobody's going to tell you that you're going bald. If you know somebody who's going bald, what a great gift. This would be a spectacular gift to show up and say, listen, this is the prescription medicine if you're going bald. Fantastic gift. Much better than a toaster oven. Get all the information at Keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S.com. And if you want to see how my progress is going, please go to my Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling. You'll see a video of me bald, and each week we'll track how I'm doing. K-E-E-P-S.com. Oh, put in the promo code Walter for 50% off. 50% off. That's K-E-E-P-S.com, Keeps.com. Why continue to lose your hair? You don't have to. Get prescription medicine designed to stop baldness and probably restore hair. Keeps.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
That KN95 mask, that's the mask you and I want to get. Not the mask with the puppy dogs that Grandma made. These are the masks that will get you respect. You go into a store, a retail place, you go outside where you must wear a mask. The KN95 mask is what first responders wear. The firemen, the policemen, the ER doctors, this is what they wear, the KN95 mask. Where do you get it? You go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com. That's what the website's called, thenewdealshop.com. There you can get the KN95 mask, the professional mask that protect both you and other people. Put in the promo code Walter for free 2-day shipping. TheNewDealShop.com. These are sturdy masks. They are used by ER workers, firemen, policemen. Protect your family. Protect yourself. Get the right masks. The KN95 masks. The best place to get them is at TheNewDealShop.com.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again, they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. Rosemary Furlong, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Rosemary Furlong was my first real big fan. And I love you, Rosemary, and I love your mom. And there's Neil Paul and Judy Anderson and Judith J.G. Now, the importance of Judith J.G. is every single person on the radio must have somebody who hates them. And I have Judith J.G., who hates me. Every time she sends me a note, she's just horrified that I exist. And Beryl Kravitz, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Now, if you have a Sterling on Sunday Midnight Misfit membership card, you will be able to translate this secret code. Are you ready? Get out the code. I'm going to give you a secret code. You'll be able to translate it with the Midnight Misfit card. Where do you get the Midnight Misfit card? It's easy. You go to Walter M. Sterling Show. WalterMSterlingShow.com. WalterMSterlingShow.com. And click the Midnight Misfits button. They'll ask you for your name, your email. We will never email you anything. And you'll be able to instantly see and print out the Midnight Misfit membership card, which allows you to decode this. Here's the music. Exclamation mark, the letter P, 4-7, question mark. That's exclamation mark, the letter P, 4-7, and a question mark. Translate that, and you will have a powerful message from Walter M. Sterling directly to you at 22 minutes past the hour. You know what this is, don't you? It's not the ice cream truck. It's not the softy ice cream truck. It is a Conet code, C-O-N-E-T. I am obsessed with Conet codes. You saw the TV show Lost. Remember that strange French woman who had a transmitter 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? She was putting out a secret message that had all sorts of strange codes. Well, guess what? Those secret messages that sound like that are transmitted right now around the world. On shortwave frequencies around the world. No one's fessing up to knowing what they are. No one knows what they are. Now, obviously, people know what they are, but no one's admitting it. No one's saying those are spy codes. No one's saying those are guys from World War II or Vietnam who got stuck on islands and they're still playing code. But there's a great book called The Conet Project or The Numbers Station Project. You can get it, and you can hear... It's like 90 hours of DVDs of those codes. I must, James Copeland, I must get somebody who knows what the hell those are and get them on the show, and not you, because, you know, you're very much in your RV, and it's very disturbing.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
Let's you and I talk. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Let's give Phil things to do. It's very important that we keep him busy. And here's the deal. I saw that our great president signed into law relief for people who were out of work. He extended unemployment benefits. Excellent. Good decision. He also has made noises about ending evictions. I don't know if that was in this bill. I'm not a professional talk show host. You'll have to talk to other talk show hosts to find out if he ended what was ended evictions. But let me tell you this. He needs to end evictions. The reason he needs to end evictions, the part that's never discussed, is that evictions are the cause of poverty. They're not caused by poverty. They're caused by missing a few paychecks. But long-term poverty is the result of being evicted. The reasons are multiple. First, it's ruined your life. You've lost your bearings. The ability you have to get dressed and shave or get dressed and shave your legs and go to work or go to a job interview and have the confidence of coming home to your family, that's gone. That's gone. Because your family might move every day because they're living in a car. That's not going to give you the confidence you need to look somebody in the eye and say, yes, I would love to work here. Well, what's your address? Oh, okay, get back to you. And then, even worse, you will find out who your relatives are. You will find out who your friends are, and it's devastating. It's devastating. I have known in my life, as have you, people who are in trouble. And I have taken in people into my home who are in trouble. Sometimes they're sitting on my front steps, and I'll take one look at them and go, gee, they're in trouble. And I'll do what I can to get them comfortable. Because, you see, for all the people who think that the government should support these people and blah, 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 my first statement is, well, why don't you be the first line of defense and invite them into your house? Why don't you invite those families to live with you? And I'm not a hypocrite. I have. I'm not going to go into it because that sort of ruins the good deed, right? But I have done that. And you know what? It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. You got a room in your basement. You got a room upstairs. You have an extra place where they can sleep. Why not? Until they get their bearings. And if you're related to someone in that sort of situation, you are a dog from hell if you don't say, yes, please come into our home. You are a dog from hell if you don't say, my God, this is terrible. Let us help you get centered. Let us help you not have to worry about food, clothing, and shelter while you figure out a path to employment. All right, most people who get homeless are stuck because they don't have that kind of support. But there's another part. So I hope they do that. I hope they stop evictions. That's really tricky, though, because everybody has a different lease, don't you? And in every city, there are different tenant-landlord laws. In New York City, you live in the five boroughs of New York City, and you're a tenant, you're gold. No one's throwing you out. They have to really work to throw you out. In other places, a lease means nothing. In New York City, you don't even need a lease, and you can stay in the same place for 20 years as I did. I'm not kidding. It depends on the city laws. Do I have Diet Cherry 7-Up? I hope so. Here's the worst part, though, of all of this. What must be suspended are credit bureaus. You know, I'll get an email from Sears. And in the email from Sears, why won't that play? In the email from Sears, it'll say, You have to agree to accept this email. You have to opt in. What's this? You know, this plays. Why doesn't that play? I have to opt in to get emails from Sears, right? I have to opt in to get Land's End emails. But credit bureaus, they exist without my blessings, without my permission. That needs to stop, because what credit bureaus gather is astonishing. It's astonishing. Your bad experiences with credit bureaus, I want to hear about it. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. It's 29 past the hour. This is a big network radio show, the fastest growing show in network radio. Why? Because we talk about other things. That's the only reason I can assume it. Sterling on Sunday. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I have 30 more seconds. No problem. I'm happy to keep talking. But the credit bureaus, do you know in your credit report it shows whether or not you live near a bar? I'm not kidding. It shows whether or not you live near a bar. If you live close to a bar, that can hurt your credit. Your experiences with credit bureaus, I want to hear about your credit bureau hell. Let's talk about it. 888-688-WALT.
Just about everybody really tired of the heat and humidity at this point. Fortunately, the tropics are quiet to start the week, but we have a new tropical wave off the coast of Africa that could be an issue later in the week. And if that gets named, it would be Josephine. Monday keeps the summer thunderstorms from Chicago to Atlanta. Heavier late-day storms in Florida, too. And the heat is building in the northeast, southern tier of states right into the Intermountain West. Tuesday, a weak Canadian front gets to the Ohio Valley. More late-day storms, Carolinas to Florida. Wednesday into Saturday, that rain shield will expand slowly each and every day along a series of stalled fronts. North to Canada, west to the Mississippi, south to the Gulf Coast from its original position along I-95. And that interstate stays wet. In fact, all of these areas will face more heat and humidity and summer boomers each and every day. Please be heat smart. You got it? Always check with your local meteorologist or local NWS office and drop me an email anytime at bigjohnweather@gmail.com. bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Judy, do you have a terrible joke for us?
I sure do. What does a pessimistic rooster say?
What does a what?
Pessimistic. Negative. What does a negative rooster say?
What do they say?
Cock-a-doodle don't.
Oh, that's horrible, Judy. I'm ashamed of you.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we're going to the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. An 82-year-old Florida man is a retiree living at the Villages and was listening to Trump's speech this week where he talked about some executive orders and mail-in ballots. And the more he listened, the more he got upset. And the more he got upset, the more he drank. And about 90 minutes after Trump stopped speaking, our 82-year-old Florida man, all sauced up, got behind the wheel of a golf cart. It doesn't say where he was going, but less than a mile from his home, Florida man drove his red cart over a concrete curb, breaking its axle and also dislodged the window. It popped the windshield out the front. Florida man's not hurt, but when cops showed up, they gave him a breathalyzer test. He failed. They asked him, "What are you doing out here driving drunk in your golf cart?" He said, "I got so upset at the Trump speech. It's his fault." He is a registered voter. But it doesn't say what his party affiliation is. I wonder what that could be. We may never know. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Lake City, Florida, where it's not even that late at night. It's like 10:30. And in a family household, big brother hears a noise downstairs. So he goes in, and there's literally a guy crawling in the living room window. So he runs back upstairs and gets his dad. His dad goes down there, starts to fight the burglar. And as they're getting into the scuffle, homeowner notices this burglar is buck naked. I don't know if that influenced dad's decision to go over to the kitchen and out of the block, grab a kitchen knife and slash naked burglar in the neck, but that's what happens. While dad's fighting the bum, the rest of the family runs to the neighbor's house. And now that he has the bum stunned, dad goes and joins him at the neighbor's house. The bum grabs a kitchen chair, goes over to the neighbor's house, starts beating on the door with it. So the bum runs out into the street, stops the next little car that comes by. It's actually a woman in an SUV, carjacks her, and drives off in the woman's SUV buck naked. And you know, Florida cops are so good at this, they had him in custody within minutes. Yeah, a crazy drunked out naked bum is Florida cop specialty. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story. In Miramar Beach, a 42-year-old Florida man shows up at a Porsche dealership and wants to buy a $140,000 sports car. How's he going to pay for it? He cuts him a check right there on the spot. They get a copy of his ID, toss him the keys, send him on his way, and the check doesn't clear. So they call the cops. It's a fake check, and the cops catch him the next day at the Rolex dealership trying to buy Rolexes with checks. And this is not some mastermind. This isn't Catch Me If You Can. This is just some Florida idiot that printed them out on his computer at home. And it worked for one day, but what did he think was going to happen? The trade-off is you got to go to jail for, what, 5-6 years? So you could, what, drive a Porsche for one day? It makes no sense. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @ James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Right,
so I'm here with Samantha Sterling. Hello, Samantha.
Hi.
And Samantha just had a very big adventure, which is why she's in the laundry room with her daddy. Would you tell us what the big adventure was upstairs?
Upstairs, it flood and the shower flood a lot, and they have to have towels and a lot of towels, and I have my mom, and she is my mom, and she's the nicest mom in the whole world, and she's my awesome. I really miss my Dulcie, and she's in college. I will see her in 4 weeks, and then given, Dulcie's coming back, and my awesome Dulcie, she always come back with me, and she's my best sister in the world.
Don't we all always come back? Every time we leave, you say, "Are you coming back?" or "When are you coming back?" But we all always come back, don't we?
Yes.
Good. And we love you. What Sam just explained is that the worst thing that can happen in a home happened, that the bathtub overflowed.
No, the shower.
Oh, the shower overflowed? Which
shower? Yeah, backed up from the shower.
Oh, so the bathtub overflowed. The bathtub was filled, it started to drain, and that backed up into the shower. No one's asking you. No one's asking you. We're talking to Sam. No one cares about you. We care about Sam.
It's very stressful.
It is very stressful. Samantha, thank you for explaining that to me. Did you make new friends today, Sam?
Yeah.
What are their names?
Charlie and, Rose. Rose.
Rose.
It's like Charlie's cousin.
Oh. Well, it was a good day for Sam, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for helping me with my show.
Okay.
You're the best person to help with my show. She's a remarkable talent. I think you'll agree. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's 42 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. When you have a very impressive male guppy, how do you make sure his seed is around a long time? You freeze it. Later tonight, Sterling on Sunday.
For some people, the greatest purpose in life is to die for a cause they believe in. For other people, they die over something stupid, like sweet tea. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling. At the end of the day, you empty your pockets and what's in there, your keys, your credit cards, and your cell phone. What do they all have in common? Germs and viruses. All the things you picked up during the day, you put them on the counter at stores, you put them on the conveyor belt at the supermarket, you handed it to your kid to play Minecraft, and what happens? It collects germs and viruses, and then you put it up to your mouth, and boom, you got a problem. You don't need to have that problem anymore. What you need to do now is come home, take everything out of your pockets, and put it into a box. A beautiful white box called the Clean Phone. That's the name of the product, the Clean Phone. You put them in there, put the top on, push the button. 5 seconds later, all the viruses, all of the germs are gone. 99.9% of the virus and germs are gone. You put it into the Clean Phone. That's the name of the product. You put in anything that touches germs, phones, credit cards, car keys. They go in this box. 5 seconds later, they're free of germs and viruses. It's an amazing product. It's called the Clean Phone. There's only one place to get it. It's at the New Deal Shop. That's the name of the company, the New Deal Shop. TheNewDealShop.com. Go online, look at it now. TheNewDealShop.com. And you don't have to search around the website. You'll see it right away. It's right up top. TheNewDealShop.com. TheNewDealShop.com. Now you put in my name, Walter, in the promo code box, and you get free 2-day shipping. And you'll want it because the minute you see these products, you'll want these products right away. Please go to TheNewDealShop.com. Find out more. Do it now. Go to TheNewDealShop.com. When you enter my name, Walter, you get free 2-day shipping.
Live from an All-American Laundry Room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
And what could be more All-American Laundry than the bathtub two flights up, overflowing down to the laundry room? Now, that's something you want to see. There's nothing more horrific than seeing water coming down in your house. That's what just happened. My Samantha, age 8, shows up here and says, I tell you something. What? My father was not the kind of guy who got mad. He was not much of a screamer, never hit us. He was a gentle father. We were in big trouble if my father was silent. I got a toy once when I was 9, 10. That was so mesmerizing to me, so incredible to me, that whatever else I was doing was overruled by this toy. I was overwhelmed by this toy, and I will tell you what it is. Okay. I got a Remco AM radio transmitter. Big, blue, bulky thing, and it enabled me to dial to a dead frequency on the radios in our house because there are frequencies that aren't used. I dialed to that, and then I could start to transmit. It came with a microphone and a 10-watt, 5-watt transmitter, and I'd push the button, and I'd experiment. I got this thing one afternoon. I don't know what they thought giving it to me just because. They gave it to me just because, and now I had this radio that was a transmitter in the house. It pretty much only went as far as the house, but and I started playing with it. I started testing it. I started broadcasting in my house, which was a fantastic experience. It is what I had dreamed of. to be able to broadcast to the first floor. Big Remco thing. It was made with blue plastic and a silver front and a big, looked like a taxi dispatcher microphone, and it had a button in front of it, and I was in heaven. And I was using this amazing tool in our house. While I was using this amazing tool in our house, I had started my bath. I had started running my bath. We had a very old bathtub. It did not have a safety drain near the top. It was a solid bathtub all the way around. No safety drain. And it just got to the top and kept going. And because it was a very slow, the water was going in slowly. It wasn't making, wasn't making any of those sounds. It was just going, just like that. And about a half hour in, I heard somebody downstairs screaming, "Who's running the water? Who is running the water?" Oh, my God. I ran. I turned it off. I went downstairs, and there over the dining room table, the dining room furniture, the expensive dining room rug, all the dining room stuff was covered in water. And now you walked on the rug, and it squished. You walked on the expensive wall-to-wall carpeting, and it squished. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My father looked at me, and he took me to the dining room, and he pointed to the ceiling. He said, "You see that? Through the night," he framed it very dramatically. He said, "Through the night, that water is going to go across the ceiling from one end of the ceiling to the other. And we will be very lucky if that ceiling does not collapse. We will be very lucky if that ceiling does not fall down on the dining room table, on the dining room rug." Oh, my God, oh, my God. But he said it very quietly, which is the most terrifying thing a father can do, is to speak very quietly. I was blessed by the radio gods, because I was making radio experiments from my bedroom. When the water stopped, the damage also stopped. That was a pretty lucky day. but that was terrifying. All right, now, let's talk about this. The eviction crisis. No, don't run away and don't get depressed. The eviction crisis is pretty amazing, because what they're going to find out is with the millions of people who cannot afford their rent or their mortgage, they're going to get evicted and they're going to become primarily homeless. And there's no safety net. They have not thought this through. And therefore, I hope to God our great president stops evictions to the degree that he can. But again, it goes to the lease. It goes to the city and the jurisdiction of person it is. Everybody has very different deals with their rent or mortgage. It's really going to come down mostly with the mortgages as to whether or not the banks will accept this. Now, the banks need to accept it because they're criminals. They're crooks. They were given tons of money in 2008 to prevent people from foreclosing. They barely used it. Instead, they took their 2 or 3% money that they got from the government and used it for who knows what. But they didn't use it to help out tenants. They didn't use it to help out homeowners. That didn't happen. They used it, I'm sure, for crooked slush funds, because that's what they do. But my bigger concern is the credit bureaus, Transamerica and Experian and all of those that keep track of our finances. I did not opt in to a credit bureau. Did you? I have to opt in for Sears to send me email. And I have to opt in for Land's End to send me email and Best Buy to send me. I get all these notices. This is a privacy notice from Best Buy. You have to opt in order to get these emails. But not so with the credit bureaus. More on that coming up in seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, leading tonight with the North Carolina earthquake, hitting after 8 a.m. near Sparta this morning, right along the North Carolina-Virginia state line in the northwest mountains of the Tar Heel State. It did cause damage in both states and was felt in Tennessee, Ohio, even the northern suburbs of Atlanta. It's been over 100 years, by the way, since the last big earthquake in this area, part of the Brevard Fault Zone. There were 7 minor pre-quakes early and 2 aftershocks later this afternoon. Strong to severe thunderstorms along a front tracking along the northern tier of states tonight. Isolated warnings Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Iowa so far. Damaging winds and incredible lightning displays the biggest threat. And more scattered showers and thunderstorms across the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast tonight. Cells just raining themselves out, causing lots of highway ponding and urban and small stream flooding. But a big part of tonight's weather story is the heat. Advisories in the mid-Mississippi Valley tonight and tomorrow. Memphis forecast heat index tomorrow above the danger level up to 107. What's your weather tomorrow? That's coming up next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
But you know, it's hard for me to express the depth to which I can't stand public radio.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this... this is the... this is the usual edition from public radio. It is finally hit here. The Me Too movement. But that's what lawyers are for. A lawsuit has been filed by the stuffed...
chasing mice and digging holes.
So disturbing.
Very popular on the disco circuit.
This edition of the usual edition is made possible by a generous grant from the Hume Family Trust. Don't trust death to a shovel. For burial insurance, be sure they are buried with Hume Burial Insurance. Organic options available.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz for the usual edition, complete with long pauses and overwrought thoughts.
Well, now here is an email from Mr. Sneakers. Hi, Walter. I have so enjoyed both of your daughters reporting on events in their daily lives. I can relate to Sam's story, and Dorothy added interesting news of her college experience thus far. Thanks for sharing. Mr. Sneakers and I finished our bubble bath in time for Florida stories that were unveiled. Love Florida stories. Coming up, we're going to have Miss Lily, my cat, Mr. Music Monkey Man from our balcony surrounded by Cricket Symphony, Karen and the cat. Thank you, Karen. Thank you for listening to Sterling on Sunday.
For some people, the greatest purpose in life is to die for a cause they believe in. For other people, they die over something stupid, like sweet tea. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
This is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. When you have a very impressive male guppy, how do you make sure his seed is around a long time? You freeze it. Later tonight, Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. This is some website. You've got to go see this website. It's called The New Deal Shop. N-E-W-D-E-A-L. TheNewDealShop.com. You won't believe what's at this site. I've already told you about the clean phone box that sanitizes anything you've got to 99.9% purity, far more so than you. But it also has really wacky stuff. You have to go see it. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Now, the thing I want to talk to you about that's so amazing today is the masks, the KN95 masks. The KN95 mask, everywhere you go, people glare at you if you either aren't wearing a mask or if you're wearing the wrong kind. You don't want to be guilty of the wrong kind of mask, like in middle school. You want to wear the right kind of mask, the kind of mask that protects you, your grandkids, your kids, and anybody you get near. This is the KN95 mask, the mask worn by first responders, firemen, policemen, doctors. This is what you want. The major reason is that you can breathe through it. The grandma mask, you can't breathe through those. Most of them made with felt and stuff, they don't protect you. They don't protect other people. But more importantly, you can't breathe through them. In my experience, the KN95 masks let me breathe. They're comfortable to wear. And when I go into a store, I'm wearing a mask. I don't get a glare. If I'm pulled over, I don't get a glare. I don't get questioned about where I'm going without a mask. No, no. These are nice masks. I put a whole pack of them in the glove compartment of my car because I forget things wherever I go. Wherever I go, I forget things. The KN95 mask is what you and I want to wear. The place to get it is the New Deal Shop. The New Deal Shop. The New Deal Shop.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I'm losing my hair. Why does it make sense to continue losing your hair when there's a product designed to prevent hair loss and possibly regrow hair? It's a medicine. It's a prescription medicine. And the only place to get this combination of medicines is at Keeps.com. K-E-E-P-S, Keeps.com. If you know somebody in your life who's suffering the tragedy of going bald, why? Why should they go bald when this is available? Get it for them. Gently encourage them. Put it underneath their nose while they're sleeping. Keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S.com, Keeps.com. Get the information. Get the medicine. Stop your balding. Keeps.com. Put in my name, Walter, and you get 50% off. 50% off at Keeps.com.
Let's go, 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 go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
So how does it work this year? There are places where you could go on vacation or you used to go on vacation and now you can't. And places that are open and sort of open. Like at Long Beach Island in New Jersey, they have Jenkinson's Amusement Park. That's mostly open. But then parts of the beach there are not open. It's very confusing to me. The whole vacation thing this year is confusing to me. It's confusing enough to how the heck do I get on an airplane? Can I get on an airplane? Is it all right? Over 100 people on Delta have been thrown off the airline, put on don't fly lists because they refused to wear a mask. Wow. It's very confusing. And usually I don't do this, but let's do this tonight. We'll talk about anything you want. We will do... Oh, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Open phones. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. That's my phone number. 888-688-9258. I have so much respect and fear for truckers. Truckers who are working right now, they are forced to go through what I consider to be the most dangerous places in the country, which are toll booths. Because toll booths are... They have those tickets in them, right? Well, somebody's got to put those tickets in them. Somebody has to put the change in them. And in many toll booths, no matter what people say, it is an easy pass. It's a human being sitting there passing through hundreds of people a day with germs. Seems like a risky situation to me, a very risky situation. Then we go to the West Coast and KFBK, Bill White's radio station. My God, it's fantastic. Thanks to the wacky green people, there are enormous fires. There are enormous fires, brush fires on the West Coast throughout Northern California like there was a year ago. If you're listening to KFBK, I'd like a report on how it's going. How is the Apple fire zone going? Would like to know. Then, if you're in Texas, oh my God, the Krause Baker Park in Fort Worth is battling against a colony of vigilantes? No, swamp rats. These rats can eat up to 25% of their body weight every day. Now, that's very similar to most of the people who are in the gym I go to. They can eat up to 25% of their body weight a day. Their large appetites destroy the natural ecosystem and can cause parasites to spread to the water, infecting humans. One female swamp rat can result in up to 200 offspring in 1 year. California and Louisiana are already calling for millions in funding from the U.S. government to help eradicate it. Now, these rats existed in the early 1950s. They have a name. They're a specific breed. I will find it in a second. But it's a specific breed of rat. These are horrible, nasty beasts. And they were bred. No, I'm not kidding. They were actually bred because they have long fur. And they actually bred them to make fur coats. And then if you remember, there were comic books where you could buy these rats and start your own furrier. I'm not kidding. This is terrifying. Now they've come back. One rat mom can create 200 baby rats a year. Did I ever tell you when I was living in Manhattan about my rat encounter? Well, everybody who lives in Manhattan has to deal with rats and mice. It's just the norm. But you do everything you can to not see it. You pretend it isn't there. That's your job. Open phones tonight, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. That's my phone number at 18 past the hour. This is the Walter M. Sterling Show. Sterling on Sunday, the fastest show in network radio. It's stunning. It's amazing, isn't it? Did I ever tell you about my encounter with a rat in Manhattan? This was bizarre. This was weird. I was on the third floor of a three-story walk-up. And when you're on the third floor of a three-story walk-up, you figure nothing's going to happen to you except for the robbers who come through your skylight in the kitchen. And that did happen. And through your windows. And pop holes into your door. All of that happened to me. But rats and mice, that wasn't going to happen. I opened the door of my apartment building one day, I opened the door, and there at the foot of my door in the hallway was a rat, and it was a big rat. And I, being a man, shut the door. I'm like, I'm not going over that. I shut the door, and I called an exterminator. An exterminator said, "What floor do you live on?" And I told him. He said, "That rat's sick." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "He wouldn't be on the third floor in daylight if he wasn't sick. So I would suggest," he said, "just step over him quickly and we will be there." I left. I stepped over him quickly. And sure enough, the guy shows up. He said the rat was sick. But you don't want to see that when you open your door in the morning. And all these people in Fort Worth, Texas, in one of their popular parks, are having to deal with rats. Sort of like the sharks of the inner city. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT with Walter Sterling. Then the other good news, the other good story, is a naked German man chases down a feral hog that stole his laptop. A butt-naked German man was caught on camera with a chasing down a feral hog that snatched a bag containing his laptop. Nature strikes back. I guess it was a leather bag. That would be my hunch, that the hog snatched a leather bag. Maybe it was a relative. But can you imagine? You're just standing there. You got your computer and a laptop, and all of a sudden, a pig comes and takes it away. Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm Walter Sterling. Now, we talked about the eviction crisis. We talked about the fact that credit bureaus are evil. Let's talk about that a little more. Credit bureaus are very evil. If you look at your credit report, you will find some interesting things. You will find, for example, that it reports how many bars you live near. What that has to do with anything, I don't know. But it reports on how many bars you live there. And then if you get something removed from your credit report that's wrong, it's some random time over the next 18 months that it's removed. Credit reports are interesting because they do not show your income. They don't report your income. They just report how quickly you paid your bills and how many bills you have. Now, after this virus incident, after millions of Americans are out of work for 2 months, those credit reports are going to look lousy. Why isn't there a moratorium on credit reporting? Because there's a moratorium on all sorts of things now. Rent, my kids going back to school, all of these things are being stopped. But credit reporting, that's chugging ahead. There's no problem there. There's no reason we can't keep having that. It's wrong, and it needs to be stopped. Because in my opinion, credit bureaus are criminal operations. They gather data that we did not ask them to gather, and they disperse it in a way that we do not necessarily agree with. And it's often wrong. The credit bureau information is often wrong, and each credit bureau, there are at least three, maybe more, I don't know, each credit bureau gets it, has it different. Now, if they were accurate, they would all be exactly the same. The credit reports would be exactly the same. But they're not. And therefore, they're all wrong and criminal and crooked. And we have no say. Of the one thing that we have the has the most influence in our life, credit bureau reports has the most say. And we have no say. We can't say, I opt out from the credit bureau report. I'm opting out. I don't want that report. I have to opt in to Land's End emails and Sears emails. I have to opt in. But for a credit bureau report, I don't get the opportunity to opt in, and I don't get asked to opt out. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. I want to talk about all of these things. It's open phone for Sterling on Sunday. Open phone. Open phone. 888-688-9258. George in Kansas City, welcome to Sterling on Sunday, a spectacular evening, great weather throughout the country. How are you, George?
Well, in Kansas City, it was raining this morning, but other than that, it cleared up and everything is fine. Let's go back to March for a moment when it came to the masks. You've been doing for many a decade. Are you familiar with manufacturing specs?
Yes.
Good. The masks that you've been promoting goes beyond the healthcare. Part of my responsibilities decades ago was in automotive manufacturing, and when you and I go to a paint shop to have our car painted, they are using those masks for that same intended purpose, in addition to a jumpsuit and a ventilator, simply because you and I do not, as a painter, want to breathe in those fumes. But beyond that, you and I have seen in our lifetime when something happens, such as a war, and the government is needing iron, that every scrap dealer and inventory person in the United States will sell out all of their materials to the government because they need to make war machines. Do you know that already?
I've heard that, but I'm not. I know that, but I'm not that old. But I've heard that, yes.
Okay. So back in March, when I went to a couple of shops, just like the shops down the street from you, dealerships that have body shops, I said, let me see one of those two masks. And they looked and said to me over the phone, we can't give you any. Why is that? Because we had to send them to Washington, D.C. What the hell for? Well, because of the manufacturing specs on this particular mask. Now, if that's not bad enough, I thought, okay, who's making this mask? What company? Well, it's a company up in Wisconsin, or rather Minnesota. They have three letters, M-M-N-M. You know who that is. So I asked the question, does this company in Minnesota make this product here in the States as opposed to elsewhere? Now, from last week, remember, I'm the industrial engineer. So I would learn that, yeah, they have a unit here in the States up north,
They also have a unit in China. So if you and I are looking at a bomb having been dropped in New York City to the tune of 30,000 plus, you and I, from a pragmatic and reasoning standpoint, would want to have as much and as many masks as possible, give or take a differentiation in manufacturing spec by maybe 2%.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. You're the industrial engineer?
Yes.
When you looked at the World Trade Center collapse, did it look like a controlled explosion, controlled implosion to you?
That's a different subject. We're looking at the masks here.
Listen to me. The mask conversation is unimportant, is really important, but not interesting to me. How the World Trade Center came down, that's fascinating to me. What do you think? How did it come down?
Well, I need to finish this conversation out.
No, I can't finish this conversation. But thank you very much for the call to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
Yeah, it was gonna be ugly. It was gonna go off the deep end of insanity. Open phones, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. But there it is. There it is. When Americans are evicted, their credit's going to be destroyed. They're going to be homeless. Nothing good will come of this. And the major cause of poverty in America is homelessness. It's not because they're poor that they became homeless. It's because they're homeless that they stay poor and become poorer. This can be avoided. And I hope it is. All right, we have coming up another Florida story. We've got Velo Hool, who's going to explain to us about frozen guppy semen. No, that's what I said, frozen guppy semen. And the drive-through brew, Adventures Inside the Drive-Through Brew. It's a big show. During the week, when you're bored, I'd like you to write to me. My email is waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. Great way to stay in touch. But the most important thing, God help us, please download my podcast. That is really the only way we get paid, is if you download and listen to the podcast. It's called Midnight Misfits, Midnight Misfits. And you can get it at Apple iTunes or any place that you get high quality, excellent podcast, Midnight Misfits. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather in the dog days of summer. Just about everybody really tired of the heat and humidity at this point. Fortunately, the tropics are quiet to start the week, but we have a new tropical wave off the coast of Africa that could be an issue later in the week. And if that gets named, it would be Josephine. Monday keeps the summer thunderstorms from Chicago to Atlanta. Heavier late-day storms in Florida, too. And the heat is building in the northeast, southern tier of states, right into the Intermountain West. Tuesday, a weak Canadian front gets to the Ohio Valley. More late-day storms, Carolinas to Florida. Wednesday into Saturday, that rain shield will expand slowly each and every day along a series of stalled fronts. North to Canada, west to the Mississippi, south to the Gulf Coast from its original position along I-95, and that interstate stays wet. In fact, all of these areas will face more heat and humidity and summer boomers each and every day. Please be heat smart. You got it? Always check with your local meteorologist or local NWS office and drop me an email anytime at bigjohnweather@gmail.com. bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
In the summer heat, the best escape is the drive-through brew. Pull your car into the quaint building and drive out with a trunk full of beer, T-shirts, and cartons of cigarettes. Our slogan says it all. Drive through, and you're through. Now, the hidden microphones reveal a battle for power between Jake and the manager.
I said turn it
sit down. I'm the manager of the beer barn.
We have the right to play the music in the beer barn.
That music is riot music, and there will be no riots here. Now take care of this customer. Remember to push the keychain flashlights.
I want that Henry Ryan, our private reserve beer. Load my trunk.
An Oregon beer? We are not reserve kind of people. Imagine reserve. First you say Oregon, now you say reserve. What next? French cigarettes?
Virginia Slims, s'il vous plaît.
Around the world with Mrs. LaBeouf. Word car speaking.
Oh, my gosh. Portland. You know, there's been trouble in Portland. Let me get this up here. There you go. Trouble in Portland, right? You ever been to Portland, Oregon? I totally understand why there's trouble in Portland, Oregon. I'm going to explain it because it needs to be explained. There are certain places in America that people go to live where they're not born. No one's born in Portland. No one's born in most of California. They go there to live after they've had a hard time in the rest of the country or after they've heard about an unbelievably amazing panorama picture painted of this place. And Portland is one of those places. People think that when they go to Portland, they only will find almond milk. They think that there's only almond milk in Portland. There's only blankets made out of handmade crochet. Elderly workers making handmade crochet. That's all they're going to find there. And that all of the fish comes from the Columbia River, hand caught by Native Americans. That's their vision of Portland. And that public radio is piped through the loudspeakers. That public radio is in the squares and the parks, and it's coming out of loudspeakers in Portland, Oregon. They go there with this vision in their head of Portland. Now, it gets more interesting. Once they get to Portland, Oregon, they find that some of what they imagined is true. For example, the public transportation is named after wild animals. The buses in Portland, Oregon are named things like the owl route, the eagle route, the beaver route. Their bus routes are named after wild animals native to the Northwest. They think they're going to get on the beaver truck, the beaver bus, and do something good for nature. Meanwhile, the bus is destroying the native trail, right? And there, no, I'm not kidding. There are icons of beavers, eagles on the buses. Beautiful pictures of them. And you get on the bus, you think, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And the air is so good, much better than those nasty eastern cities. And people go there and they discuss what their feelings. I consulted a radio station in Portland, Oregon, back when I wore a suit. I don't wear a suit anymore. Back when I had wingtip shoes, I don't have those anymore either. But I'd consulted this radio station, and, you know, everybody was nice. And I went in, and one morning I wanted to tell the news person that there was something wrong with the news format that I had written. I made a mistake, shocking but true. And I said, where is Susan? Let me find Susan and correct this. And the disc jockey looked at me and said, Susan isn't here. I said, Susan isn't here. Now, people who are on the air do not leave casually, and I know that Susan had two more newscasts to do. It was not a casual thing for her to leave. She had two more newscasts to do, and I said to her, where is she? I mean, she went home. She went home, and I'm thinking, oh, is she all right? Is her kid sick? I knew she had a kid. I didn't know. I felt bad. My first response was that she was sick. The disc jockey looked at me matter-of-factly and said, oh, she went to her dance class. I said, she what? She left early to get to her dance class. She taped the next two newscasts. Now, there are sacrileges in radio, and one of them is you do not tape your newscast. That's just not done. You don't tape your newscast unless your kid's in the hospital. And then everybody will feel sorry for you, but you don't tape your newscast. But she taped her newscast. And that was okay in Portland, Oregon. That's the story. The story is that I was the only person who thought that this was odd and not okay and not professional because she went and taped her newscast. That's the culture of the workplace in Portland. No one does any work. The other weird thing in Portland is this is the only place besides Seattle where McDonald's will accept a check. I could write a check in Portland at McDonald's. I don't think that's okay. Like, there are certain limits to it's just not okay. I don't want to write a check at a McDonald's. The result of this is that when people who live in Portland come up against real-world needs, such as, paying the phone bill, it makes them angry. And we'll talk more about this in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Let's you and I talk at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I'll give it to you once more. You and I can talk live at 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. When you have a very impressive male guppy, how do you make sure his seed is around a long time? You freeze it. Later tonight, Sterling on Sunday.
For some people, the greatest purpose in life is to die for a cause they believe in. For other people, they die over something stupid, like sweet tea. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
Why continue to lose hair when there is a solution? And the solution is at keeps.com. KEEPS.com. This is a great gift. If you love somebody and you don't want to be with them when they're bald, this is a great solution. You go to keeps.com and you will learn about their system of medicine that helps to prevent and stop going bald. It helps to prevent going bald. KEEPS.com. Keeps.com. When you go there, you're going to answer a very short questionnaire by a doctor. And the doctor will determine the right dose and the right combination of medicines for you or your loved one. And then they will ship them to you. They will ship them to you. These are beautifully packaged. This is nice stuff. You know, this is not, this looks like expensive stuff, but it's not. And what's the small price that Keeps charges versus the price of losing your hair? Go to keeps.com, keeps.com. Now I'm going to tell you something even more amazing. They offer a discount to Walter Sterling listeners. Not 10%, not 20%, 50%, 50. Please go to keeps.com, 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 keeps.com. Enter the promo code Walter for 50% off. I'm very fussy about who gets to share their information on the Walter Sterling Show. I believe in this product. I want you to go to the website, keeps.com, get the information, see if it's right for you. Enter the promo code Walter and get 50% off.
Wear your hearing things. Wear your hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. You and I get to talk about the things that we want to talk about. You know, when I hear these newscasts, these serious newscasts, I'm always like, that's not my news. That's not my news. My news is that my kid's in college. My 8-year-old has a speech delay, and she's doing great at that. My 15-year-old wants her nose pierced. And she's going to eventually want a tattoo. None of these things are good. None of these things should be encouraged. I'm not going to be encouraging any of these things. But I get to talk to you at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I spent time in Portland, Oregon. I learned a lot by spending time in Portland, Oregon, and I know why the people there are so angry. 90 days of protests and riots in Portland, Oregon. And when you think of Portland, you think of it as a nice city surrounded by pine trees near the ocean. That's not what it is. It is a city that has too much time on its hands. It is a city that has too many things to think about. They think about stuff. In most cities, we have things to do. We don't have time to think. You know, most cities are cities of strivers, people who are striving to get a bigger apartment, a bigger car, the next job. City of strivers are action people, not in Oregon. Now, when you go to Oregon, when you go to Portland to live, you have made a decision. You don't want to live in Milwaukee, New York, Dallas anymore. You don't want to strive anymore. You want to go and sit and find yourself. Any city based on people finding themselves is a disaster, because what they find after a month or 10 years is that they have no place left to go. They're at the edge of America. They're at the edge of the Pacific Ocean, and they have no place else to go. And as a result, they're angry and miserable. They thought they would come there and the beauty of Portland, Oregon, the beauty of the state of Oregon would make them beautiful. And that isn't what happens. Instead, what happens is they still have a mortgage payment, a rent payment. They still have a phone bill. They still have child support. All of the things that made them miserable in Atlanta are making them miserable again in Portland, except they have no place to go. They're stuck. That's anger number one. Anger number two is they went there to find this great cultural, this great interesting food, a lot of things made out of pigeon on lettuce, arugula. Everywhere would be adorned with arugula. That's what they figured they'd find. And they found none of that. And they figured that NPR would be piped through the loudspeakers in the parks, in the stadiums, all of that. And none of that happened. None of that happened. Instead, they're sitting there with themselves, miserable. And now it's summer. Riots don't seem to happen in January. They seem to happen in the summer. Now it's the summer. And you know, it's really hot, and they don't have money, and they're staring at each other, and they're angry. And now, this is an interesting phenomenon, the Karens are angry. The Karens are angry. You see, the shooting of the mouth, the viral videos of middle-aged white women angry. Random anger. What's that about? I'll tell you what that's about. In our culture, in order to be happy, you have to have a role. Teenagers in school, children in school, have the most coveted role. They have buildings built for them. Everything in our culture is geared toward children. If you're a kid in our culture, you got it good. You're not working in a factory. You have a good deal. And so they have a role. Men who are working have a role. They go to work. They earn a living. Now what's happened is with the coronavirus, millions and millions of jobs have been eliminated, and unfortunately, I think you will find that the biggest percentage of people who have lost their jobs are women. Because what companies tend to do is fire the first people that they hired. First in, first out. The first people in, first people out. Too often that's women. Too often women in clerical positions. And as a result, they're viewed as non-essential. Well, now they have no role. There's nothing more dangerous in our culture than a person who does not have a role. They will seek violence in all of its forms. They will seek excitement in all of its forms, not necessarily violence, but they will seek excitement in all of its forms. That's the trouble with the Karens. That's what we're looking at with the Karens. That's the challenge. I'm Walter M. Sterling. That's my name. This is the fastest growing show in network radio. I love being with you on the highway tonight, in the 18-wheeler, driving across the country. This is the best. It's just you and me. Here I am alone with you in an 18-wheeler or the 4-wheeler coming back from vacation, but I don't know where the hell people are having vacation. And we get to talk to each other. I'm 14 inches away from my microphone. You're 14 inches away from the speaker. And it's just us. And this is how it's supposed to be. Now, you want me to do something dangerous? Let me do this. I saw Paris Hilton did this. That's quite a jump, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Diet Cherry 7-Up. Not an advertiser, but the best drink I've ever had in my life. It's insanely good. I'm going to give you my cell phone number, and you can text me anytime. 646-678-1110. 646-678-1110. Text me anytime. I'm not going to answer the phone, but I've already gotten texts, and I'm happy to answer them because this is a communal experience. And now that I have podcasts called Midnight Misfits, the Midnight Misfit podcast is available at Apple iTunes and iHeartMedia. For God's sakes, download it. The only way I get paid is if you download my podcast. Isn't that crazy talk? It's crazy talk. The other housekeeping thing I have to mention, and then we're going to talk about why Nick Cannon is in so much trouble. I know why he's in so much trouble, because I'm a genius. The other thing we have to talk about is right now on Facebook, we are conducting a terrifically horrible social experiment where you can see me going bald. I put it up there. There's a video of me with my bald head. And we're going to try to make my hair grow. And we're using Keeps.com products. I put on the medicine that they send me. And we'll video it each week and see if there's been any improvement. Go to Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. And we'll see if the Keeps products sell. And the Keeps products do the job. Because the Keeps people actually had this idea. They said, well, why don't you put a video of yourself up on Facebook? So they have so much confidence in the product that they're willing to publicly humiliate me by showing my bald head and then seeing how well their products work. And their products work pretty well. That's Keeps.com. But go to Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. And here's a random thought. This is an interesting random thought because, you know, all of my random thoughts are interesting. This is the time of year that we buy saltwater taffy. Now, I get it at Jenkinson's at the Jersey Shore, but there are many places at the Jersey Shore to get it. And there are candy shops all over America where you get saltwater taffy, usually on vacation, like in the Poconos and the mountains, the Ozarks. You get them at candy shops, right? Saltwater taffy. And then I realized that saltwater taffy was on my list of things that should be great but are not. Things that should be great but are not, like street fairs. I don't find them great. I buy the saltwater taffy, and what do I want? I want the vanilla, the caramel, and the cherry. That's all. I don't want any mint. I don't like peppermint. I don't like spearmint. I don't like mint. I open the box, and what's in there? Mint! A majority of it is always mint. That's not what I want. It's disturbing to me. It's always a great disappointment. And then it'll say, fresh, made today. Fine. I buy the fresh, made today saltwater taffy. And what do I have? I have stale saltwater taffy that sticks to my teeth. Every darn time, it sticks to my teeth. All right, Walter M. Sterling, Sterling on Sunday. Great to have you with us tonight. 888-688-WALT.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, leading tonight with the North Carolina earthquake.
hitting after 8 a.m. near Sparta this morning, right along the North Carolina-Virginia state line in the northwest mountains of the Tar Heel State. It did cause damage in both states and was felt in Tennessee, Ohio, even the northern suburbs of Atlanta. It's been over 100 years, by the way, since the last big earthquake in this area, part of the Brevard Fault Zone. There were 7 minor pre-quakes early and 2 aftershocks later this afternoon. Strong to severe thunderstorms along a front tracking along the northern tier of states tonight. Isolated warnings Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Iowa so far. Damaging winds and incredible lightning displays the biggest threat. And more scattered showers and thunderstorms across the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast tonight. Cells just raining themselves out, causing lots of highway ponding and urban and small stream flooding. But a big part of tonight's weather story is the heat. Advisories in the mid-Mississippi Valley tonight and tomorrow. Memphis forecast heat index tomorrow above the danger level up to 107. What's your weather tomorrow? That's coming up next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Owning amazing show guppies is a very difficult thing, and occasionally you get a male guppy that's so spectacular, that's so beautiful, that you want to make sure that you have his reproductive fluid available for years to come. And so how do you deal with it? Well, do it the same way that people do with a prized pig or with a prized steer. You freeze it! So I have a nitrogen freezer in my living room. You can put plants on it and stuff. Well, inside that nitrogen freezer is a whole bunch of guppy semen. How do you get the guppy semen? Well, first, you need to remove the fish from the water, and you need to gently manipulate the gonopodium. That's the reproductive organ for the beloved guppy. And once you go and there's a donation made, you freeze it up real quick, and that will keep for years, sometimes 2 or 3 decades, of wonderful guppy semen. For your fish room update, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
Why can't I hear this? Hold on a second. We seem to have an annoying technical problem. Okay, that's on, and this should be on.
This is a perfect spot for a sponsorship billboard.
Marie in Palm Springs, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Marie. Hi.
Hello, how are you? I just discovered your radio station tonight. I'm a podcast-aholic.
I see. And what do you like to listen to?
Things that inspire my mind and my brain, because I'm a logic girl. I'm not a feelings girl. And just a few minutes ago, you were speaking on the family. And I'd like to touch on that. If you don't mind.
Go ahead. Which families?
When you were talking about the family unit.
I was.
And how things have changed when you were in Portland and the feelings and the women and stuff. And honestly, I've raised 2 kids. My kids have family. And they have kids and they're hard working. I raised them to be hard working. I taught them how to shoot a gun. That gave them the mental stability of knowing that they can protect themselves. I've also raised them with a garden, how to grow food. They were in 4-H before I go out of the cell area. They were in 4-H FFA. They raised hogs, lambs. They rode their horses. They learned how to take care of things. And I think, honestly, where the real problem sits is the loss of value in the majority of the American home.
Get rid of it.
I wasn't talking anything about that. I was talking about the fact that Portland, Oregon is a logical place for people to go crazy because there's a great distance between the promise of Portland, Oregon and the reality. The reality of Portland, Oregon is that there's the Pacific Ocean. It rains almost every single day, and you have no place left to go. People go there from Milwaukee, Minneapolis, New York. They go to Portland, Oregon, because they've heard it's wonderful. they visit a friend there and they smell the air. They go, oh my God, the pine trees, you smell this all year. And they go, yeah, we smell this all year. And then they hear public radio piped over everything. You go into McDonald's and public radio is there. This is, it purifies your soul to listen to public radio. My God. And that's all they do. That's all they do. I did not live there. I don't know, she got the impression I lived there. No, I didn't live there. I have visited there a couple times for a funeral, a couple times for business, but I always had the same reaction, which is that this is an overwrought city of people who are very concerned about their feelings. They discuss their feelings, and every other place is a yoga shop, and I found it horrible. But now that they're stuck indoors, it compounds the reality that they don't have any place to go, that they're now in Portland. And now that they're in Portland, their lives that they imagined were going to be wonderful by moving there, they're going to be pure and spiritual places. This was going to be a spiritual place. They found out it's just a place where they get their phone bills and their mortgage bills, and they have a bus system. And the bus system also holds out promise of something unique, but it's just a bus, even though it's called the Owl Line and the Eagle Line. They named their bus lines after wild animals because, you know, buses remind you of wild animals. It's crazy. Coming up, we have Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective with a great cop story. I love the New York City police. And Vic Ferrari is a retired police detective from New York City. He has the best stories. It's 13 past the hour. I'm Walter M. Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday, the fastest growing show in network radio. I have a phone number. Love to talk to you. Live, 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
For some people, the greatest purpose in life is to die for a cause they believe in. For other people, they die over something stupid, like sweet tea. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
TheNewDealShop.com. TheNewDealShop.com. It's new. And it's filled with products you can't imagine. If I told you that there was a website called The New Deal Shop that sold lobster tail, you'd go, no way. But let me share with you something more important to our lives today. They sell the KN95 masks. They sell them at the right price and the right quality. KN95 masks are the kind that police, firemen, first responders use. And these are masks that you and I can breathe through. The mask that grandma makes with the bunnies on it, we can't breathe through those. They're too thick, too heavy, and they really don't protect you or anybody you're around. But the KN95 masks are spectacular. They're lightweight. You can breathe through them. You get a nice pack of them. I throw them in the glove compartment of my car because no matter where I go, I have forgotten my mask. Therefore, I've got a nice supply in my car. I can get out. I can go to the supermarket. I can pay too much for groceries. And there I am in my mask. And no one stares at me or glares at me. Get a supply. You get them at thenewdealshop.com. 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 There you'll find KN95 masks. Now you're going to see them go, I need them right now. The way you get them super fast is you enter the promo code Walter. You enter the promo code Walter and you'll get free two-day shipping. Free two-day shipping. Yeah, they have other kind of shipping that's free, but that's like, you know, from Alaska. This is free two-day shipping for your KN95 masks. You want these masks. These will protect you. They'll protect your kids. They'll protect your friends. KN95 masks. TheNewDealShop.com. Go there, put in my name, Walter, for free two-day shipping.
Sterling on Sunday.
That guy you love, is he losing his hair? Well, guess what? He doesn't know it. And he doesn't know what to do about it, even if he did know it. Well, now you can share this information with him. Take him to Keeps.com. Maybe just open up the website, leave it on your laptop, let him find it. Keeps.com, KEEPS.com. Keeps.com is a website that offers a solution to hair loss and possibly regrow hair. Isn't that amazing? These are prescription medicines. Now, I subscribed, and I got three medicines. I got a pill, a serum, and a shampoo. They work together in tandem to help restore and probably regrow my hair. What a great thing. What a spectacular thing. There's no guessing here. This is prescribed by a doctor who spends a few minutes going over your history to make sure you get the right medicines. Keeps.com. Enter my name, Walter, and get 50% off. Keeps.com.
At Rusty and Ford, there's only one thing you need to know. They've all gotta go. Every new 2019 Ford in stock. Every new 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. It's Rusty at Ford's model year-end event. We're making room for the new 2021 inventory, so you'll get huge savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. Right now, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. Every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at RustyEckFord.com. Offer valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Super Crew SLT 4x4. Stock 2T0987, MSRP 54135. Rusty Eck discount 6,000. Ford rebate 5,000. Sale price 43135. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Model qualified. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined and expire August 31st, 2020.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
18 past the hour. We had one of those explosions you don't want in your house today where my kid on the top floor was taking a bath. It, for some reason, drained into the shower and the shower overflowed. That went down to the second floor and then to the laundry room where I broadcast from with my very expensive broadcast equipment. Oh, my gosh. Nothing got damaged. We're very lucky. And besides, for some reason, I have a giant sponge over me. I have like this huge sponge over me. We're talking about Portland, Oregon, a terrible place. It does not surprise me they've had over 90 days of riots there because there's repressed anger based on the reality that the difference between what Portland is and what they thought it would be when they moved there is very different. This city has had an extraordinary number of people move there in the past 10 years. From places like Milwaukee, Chicago, and one of the things they were going to get away from by moving there was traffic, and that didn't happen.
Number 4. Traffic. The 12 bridges on the Willamette River might have earned Portland the nickname Bridge City, but they're honestly still not enough. Sure, probably got the job done 20 or 30 years ago, but with the huge population increase, traffic has gotten bad. In fact, Portland has the 10th worst rush hour traffic in the nation.
Imagine that. Portland, a nice city next to the ocean with trees, lots of trees. It has the 10th worst traffic situation in America. Now, if you're sitting there in that and thinking, you know, I moved here from Miami for this, and it rains every day, it rains and there's terrible traffic, and now they've been stuck in the house for 4 months. They've been stuck in the house for 4 months having to live with the harsh reality that it's just another crappy city.
Work TriMet buses getting stuck in rush hour both the morning and the evening, just like anyone behind the wheel of their own car.
Yeah, and of course those delays mean that drivers struggle to keep even the buses on schedule. So we wanted to know some of the solutions that the city is working on right now. Our Eileen Park joins us live with what some of those are. Eileen?
Jennifer, with thousands of people moving to Portland almost every month, the city is really trying to find a way to make public transportation attractive. During rush hour traffic, one delayed bus has a ripple effect that can affect the entire Portland metro area.
The City of Portland Bureau of Transportation is keenly aware of the congestion issue that's affecting buses, and we want to do all that we can as a city to help TriMet provide faster, more frequent bus service.
During their recent board meeting, TriMet directors learned that average bus speeds fell 5.6% between 2009 and 2014.
And that's the problem. Their problem is that they're like every other city. You don't go there to find yourself. You go there to find a traffic jam. You go there to find a yoga studio and you find out it costs more than any place else in the world because it's part of their culture. It's a terrible place. It is so fixed on being Portland. Yoga studios, finding yourself, marijuana, legalized recreational marijuana, that nothing gets done. In order for a city to be great, it must have strivers. Los Angeles has strivers, people who want to get to the next biggest apartment, the biggest car, the bigger house. That's what you need to have a great city. There are other cities that have no strivers, like Cleveland. Nobody is a striver in Cleveland. Nobody says, you know, I've got to move to Cleveland to make my career. In order for me to have a career, I've got to go to Cleveland. Nobody says that. As a result of having the wrong mayors, crooked mayors since the 1960s, most of the mayors being crooks. I'm not going to say most of them were Democrats because, you know, there are plenty of crooked Republicans, too. It's a very interesting city, Cleveland. We're jumping from Portland to Cleveland, but I'm making a point, and here's the point. In the early 1950s, right up until the late 1970s, Cleveland was the 13th largest city in America based on population. Today it is number 34. Cleveland has three major league ball teams. You don't get three major league ball teams if you're the 33rd largest city. You don't. You have to be a real city. And at one time they were. They had well over a million population in 1950. There were very few cities like that. Now they have 380,000 people in the metro of Cleveland, and yet they still have three major league ball teams. But there's no there there. Because of the politicians sucking every single thing out of Cleveland, they are a ring city. They have an inner ring, which is all urban housing, government-subsidized housing, terrifying housing. You don't want to go there at noon. Then the outer ring suburbs, which are beautiful estates. Oh, my God, Cleveland Heights, Beechwood, Shaker Heights, Solon, Middleburg Heights. These are beautiful suburbs, incredibly great suburbs with huge houses that people live in, and then they go down the block to work at an office park right near their house. Right near their house. Nobody goes into downtown Cleveland. Well, they have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes. And around the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is nothing. There's nothing there. They have a train and they have a bus system. It'll take you into downtown. And then you get off the bus or the train and there's nothing there. Their widest boulevard, Euclid Avenue, at noon. You walk down Euclid Avenue at noon, you will pass nobody. You drive down Euclid Avenue at noon, you will drive past nobody. There's nothing there. They say, well, you know, the Cleveland's come back. We've made the downtown great. Yeah, but guess what? There's nothing there. None of those businesses, none of those retailers, none of those office buildings have any occupants. And that's what happens. That's what happens. So when people say New York and Chicago, and those cities will come back despite these setbacks, no, they won't. They don't automatically come back. New York City barely came back in the late 1970s. It was because of Ed Koch's enthusiasm and Rudy Giuliani's hard-headedness that it came back. That's the only reason it came back. And that took 20 years. 20 years. I'm going to tell you why Nick Cannon's in trouble in just seconds. There's this weird, bizarre trend in American media, which is that no matter who you are, you must make a podcast. Making a podcast is the single most important thing a guy like me can do, which makes absolutely no sense. And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you how different a media it is coming up in seconds. Plus, we have Florida Stories, a second edition of Florida Stories. And what else do we have? We did the drive-through. Okay, so we have Florida Stories, and I know you love Florida Stories. I'm Walter M. Sterling at 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Go plastic. placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider the two wrongs never make a right, but the three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance. Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese, and reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fool of the universe. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be. Hairy Thunderer or Cosmic Muffin. With all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather in the dog days of summer. Just about everybody really tired of the heat and humidity at this point. Fortunately, the tropics are quiet to start the week, but we have a new tropical wave off the coast of Africa that could be an issue later in the week. And if that gets named, it would be Josephine. Monday keeps the summer thunderstorms from Chicago to Atlanta. Heavier late-day storms in Florida, too. And the heat is building in the northeast, southern tier of states right into the Intermountain West. Tuesday, a weak Canadian front gets to the Ohio Valley. More late-day storms, Carolinas to Florida. Wednesday into Saturday, that rain shield will expand slowly each and every day along a series of stalled fronts. North to Canada, west to the Mississippi, south to the Gulf Coast from its original position along I-95. And that interstate stays wet. In fact, all of these areas will face more heat and humidity and summer boomers each and every day. Please be heat smart. You got it? Always check with your local meteorologist or local NWS office and drop me an email anytime at bigjohnweather@gmail.com. bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Plenty of room here for your commercial.
The New Deal Shop. person just called had questions about the New Deal Shop, which delights me. Just go to the New Deal Shop. Look at that website. It's amazing. The New Deal Shop. They have the Clean Phone, which is a product. You put your phone in it, your keys, whatever. You push a button, and like in a minute, it becomes fully sanitized. And those great masks, the KN99 masks, the ones that you want. It's the New Deal Shop. Put in my name in the promo code, Walter, and get free two-day shipping. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is the fastest-growing show in network radio. It's astonishing how many affiliates we have. And really, there's no reason, except that a few smart program directors figured out that you'd like to hear something else besides a host screaming at the Democrats. That maybe there's something else that would be just as interesting or more interesting than screaming at the Democrats.
Realizing that, you know, if this is not her making a statement or making the Black Lives Matter movement about her, she's just, you know, telling people, hey, by the way, I'm bisexual, I've never said it before, but also that's like even more of a reason of why she's supporting this movement.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I think, you know, someone like Lily Reinhart, who is extremely famous and loved,
so famous.
This just kind of sets an example that it is Pride Month. This is a good time to stand up.
How is she famous? How is Lily Reinhart extremely famous? Did you hear them saying that? She's extremely famous. She's on a TV show called Riverdale, which is on the CW, which means that nobody sees it. But she's terrific and hot as hell, which brings me up to the important topic. There are people who I get obsessed with, who I'd like to have their lives. You know whose life I would like to have? I would love to have the Sprouse twins' life. Cole Sprouse and Dylan Sprouse. Let me refresh you. There was a show on the Disney Channel a few years ago called The Sweet Life on Deck. And The Sweet Life, just called The Sweet Life, two different series, both starring the Sprouse twins when they were, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I had no interest in their lives then. However, since then, they've gone on to lead very interesting lives in their mid to late 20s. Get this. One Sprouse twin is on Riverdale, a CW show, and shows no signs of being a drug addict, even though he was a child star. No signs of being a drug addict. And then his brother started up a private small batch meadery. Mead, which is something like beer and wine combined, in Brooklyn. So this guy is brewing stuff in Brooklyn, and they both are very handsome and therefore have the world at their fingers. Every girl who was a teenager between 12 and 18 when they were on TV is now between the ages of 21 and 30. And they're all in love with them because these were their first crushes. Those guys were their first crushes. And then, here's the weird thing. Right when they were done with Disney, they went to NYU and had a normal education at NYU. And now they live in New York City and are having a normal life in New York City as famous young men with money. Oh, my God. I would give anything for their lives. Anything. And one of them dates this Lily Reinhart, who has just announced, oh, by the way, she likes girls, too.
We are in Pride Month, mm-hmm. So I think it's great that she is recognizing that, but she's also realizing that, you know, if this is not her making a statement or making the Black Lives Matter movement about her, she's just, you know, telling people, hey, by the way, I'm bisexual, I've never said it before, but also that's like even more of a reason of why she's supporting this movement.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I think, you know, someone like Lily Reinhart, who is extremely famous and loved,
she's not extremely
famous. Kind of sets an example that it is Pride Month. This is a good time to stand up for what you believe in.
At the moment, there are three lives I'd like to have, either Sprouse twin or Trevor Lawrence, the Clemson quarterback who got engaged last weekend. Big mistake, Trevor. You're freaking Trevor Lawrence. You're the Heisman Trophy likely nominee this year. And you went and got engaged. What were you thinking? What kind of thinking was that? That wasn't very good thinking. Don't do that again. I love New York City Police Department members. I love the police in New York City. They are the best police in America. Here's Vic Ferrari, who wrote a book about his time as a detective in New York, and each week he's going to share with us one of his great cop stories.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardized that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second...
All done.
A great story from my new book, Grand Theft Auto, the NY...
Oh, we're having trouble. I'll tell you what, we got one more Florida story. Let's hear that. And I'll work on the steam engine that powers Vic Ferrari.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For today's Florida Story, we're going to Palm Beach. 15-year-old Florida boy sneaks some liquor out of his dad's liquor cabinet. His friend who lives around the corner tells him to come pick him up. They pick up a third friend. They go to the park, and they're boozing it up. When a cop pulls into the parking lot of the park, they start up the engine and take off. A police chase ensues. They don't pull over immediately, even when the cops turn on the lights. In fact, they try and ditch the cops by turning fast into a residential neighborhood and then making another turn. And they end up stopping the car. The doors fly open. They run. They jump over the wall in what looks like sort of a golf course country club. Who knows what it is? But they're hiding in the bushes, and the cops surround them. They get some backup to go around the other side of the block, and they ended up picking them up. The boys didn't know it, but they had jumped into Mar-a-Lago. Yes, the private residence of the president himself. The president wasn't there. This wasn't some sort of Bay of Pigs coup. It's just that if you rewind the clock and to remember what kind of shenanigans you got into when you were 15 in Florida, sneaking some hooch from the old man's stash can make you wind up in the hands of the Secret Service and in the crosshairs of some literal snipers. And now three Florida teenagers are facing major felony charges.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we're going to Orlando, where a woman was going through the Burger King drive-thru, and they got her order wrong. I hate that. I really do. I feel for her. But she might have taken it a little too far. She made the employee so mad, they refused to give her her food or fix her order. They just refunded her $40 and told her to never come back. Florida woman threatens on her way out, I'm going to bring my boyfriend back here and he's going to shoot you. Now, the employees went on about their business, and a few hours later when they were closing up, one of the employees was leaving. And sure enough, that woman's boyfriend was waiting in the parking lot for him. It started off as a fist fight. It wasn't going too well for the Burger King employee. The boyfriend goes to his truck, gets a gun, and literally shoots and kills the guy. And just to put it into context, let me understand this. One Florida man just killed another Florida man over a $40 mix-up on some cheeseburgers. Sometimes Earth is just due for a meteor, isn't it? Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Our final Florida story is a tragedy in Crestview. Last Sunday evening, a family sits down for dinner. Mom and dad start arguing. The argument escalates. A couple chairs get knocked over. It gets physical. At some point, the 42-year-old Florida dad starts choking his wife. Their 21-year-old son runs to the utility room, gets a gun, and has to make the terrible decision of shooting his dad to save his mom. He takes the shot. The dad dies. Horrible tragedy. But if you go look up the police report, what were they arguing over? Were they arguing over politics, religion, the meaning of life, quantum physics, whether or not a photon of light can be both a wave and a particle at the same time? No, according to the sheriff's report, they were arguing over sweet tea. That's all the details we have, just sweet tea. Hey, Florida man, why'd you have to shoot your dad? Oh, he was about to murder my mom. What for? Over sweet tea. Good God, that meteor can't get here fast enough. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardized that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story from my new book, Grand Theft Auto, the NYPD's Auto Crime Division. So one time my partner and I locked up this guy, a real badass car thief. And while we were taking him down to Bronx Central Booking, I said, yeah, hey, you know, I noticed looking at your rap sheet, you got arrested for shooting a guy and you were carrying two guns. And he said, yeah. He goes, I got screwed on that one. I go, so you didn't do it? He goes, well, I did and I didn't. I go, what do you mean? He says, well, every time I used to go to my girlfriend's building, there was this guy outside and he used to bust my balls. He said, so finally I had enough of him. He goes, and I, you know, I slapped him around a little bit. I says, well, that didn't end well. He said, no. He goes, and I knew I'd have a problem with the guy. He said, so the next time I went back to the building, I carried a 25 Beretta in my back pocket. He says, so when he goes to the building the next time, the guy was waiting for him, and the guy pulled a 9mm on him, got the drop on him. I go, well, what'd you do? He goes, well, I dropped to my knees. I started begging for my life. He goes, and when the guy turned around to his friends who were laughing, I pulled out my 25 and I shot him in the ass. I says, what'd you do then? He goes, well, he goes, he dropped his gun on the floor, so I picked it up and I ran into the building. I says, well, how'd you get caught? He goes, my girlfriend wasn't home. So he goes, the cops grabbed me inside the building. I go, well, why didn't you toss the guns? He goes, I wasn't going to toss the guns. He goes, I paid $300 for my Beretta, and I was going to keep his gun as a trophy. I said, so you got busted? He goes, yeah. He goes, and can you believe that guy had the nerve to press charges on me for shooting him? I says, well, was it worth it? I mean, you know, holding on to those guns and getting arrested. He goes, well, let me put it to you this way. Every time that guy sits down, he's going to be thinking about me. So I guess in his world and his logic, he got his bang for his buck.
Mr. Advertiser, your message goes here.
We have powerful positions for you. You can sponsor police detective stories, Florida stories, Guppy stories, whatever you want, Mr. Advertiser. We will make a three-arm suit for you at 48 past the hour with Walter Sterling. Oh, we need to take a break, don't we? Is that true? Oh, my God. All right. It's 48 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday. I like the fact that Keeps.com will not just send you medicine to stop and regrow hair. You go there, you put in your name, you give them your credit card. They're not going to do anything. First, you have to tell them a little bit about yourself so that the medications they send you for hair restoration and hair loss prevention is right for you. These are prescription medications. Prescription medications. That means they come from a doctor who looks over your medical history. Just two or three questions. Not a big deal. It's not a big deal. And make sure that the medicine that they prescribe to you works with the ones you're taking and is exactly the right dosage for you so you get the results you deserve. The results you deserve. The results you deserve. Go to Keeps.com. When you go there, you put in my name, Walter, and you get 50% off. 50% off. Isn't that amazing? Go to Keeps.com. Get the information. Learn about it. And why go any longer losing your hair? You don't have to. Go to Keeps.com, put in my name, and get 50% off. Other offerings might say 10% off, 20% off, 30%. No, no, no. When you put in Walter, my audience has demands, and your demands are they want a significant discount. Well, now you can get it. 50% off, 50, when you order Keeps prescription medications for your hair loss. This will slow down hair loss and probably restore your hair, but you're only going to find out if you go to Keeps.com. Keeps.com, get the information. All the questions and answers are there. It's not complicated. I have to tell you, it's a beautiful website. Then go to my Facebook page. And on my Facebook page, you can find out more information and you can see my head. There's video of my head balding, and we're trying out the prescription medicine right now, and we'll see what happens in future weeks to see how this works. Keeps.com, promo code Walter for 50% off.